Floodwaters are continuing to affect inland New South Wales, with around 300 rural properties cut off by water. Emergency aircraft are helping with supplies, stock movement and fodder drops. But now there's another threat. An explosion in mosquito numbers has people worried about an outbreak of Ross River fever and other mosquito-borne diseases. Emily Burke reports.
Many farmers in the New South Wales town of Coonamble are delighted by what the Christmas rains have brought. But for residents like Daphne Cooper, who lost part of her roof in the heavy storms, the wet has brought another annoyance, mosquitoes.
Oh, they're big grey ones. And there you go, walk outside and they cover all your arms and your legs and come in on your back. Everybody's complaining about them.
People have been talking about the town's going to run out of Arrogate.
Barry Nelson runs the Terminus Hotel in Coonamble.
They're always about, but I've never seen them this big.
Authorities say an outbreak of Ross River fever is likely. Dr Tony Brown is the medical officer for the Greater Western Area Health Service.
We've had the rain, we've had the water, we've had the mosquitoes starting to breed, we're getting people bitten. Then it takes a little bit longer, but I would expect that there's a possibility from now on that we might see some Ross River fever.
He says no cases have been reported yet.
Ross River won't affect everybody because in a number of communities people have already had it, but there will be some people who do it.
The mosquitoes have numbers on their side and there's little officials can do.
Is spraying an option?
Widespread spraying is probably not an option in the short term. It takes a little bit of organising to get that there. We're talking about areas in flood access and things, it's not a simple matter.
But there's growing alarm about another mosquito-borne illness, the chikungunya virus, which is found in Europe, Africa, Asia and the Pacific. Professor Suresh Mahalingam is the director for the Centre for Biomedical and Forensic Research at Canberra University.
It's more serious than Ross River. It's more severe in terms of debilitatingness of the disease because people who come up with this chikungunya infection tend to have difficulties standing up straight. Their joints are affected badly and they will be bedridden for months.
Have there been any cases in Australia at all?
So far none, but we've had people who have visited other places like Indonesia, Thailand and India. They come back and then later they do some tests and found out that they actually have contracted this virus.
Professor Suresh Mahalingam from the University of Canberra. Emily Burke reporting.